Philadelphia Flyers hockey.
This is Fanatic Flyers Weekly, only on 97.5 The Fanatic.
And welcome inside the Wells Fargo Center for Philadelphia Flyers hockey as the Flyers get set to take on the Ottawa Senators here at the Wells Fargo Center tonight. The standings, they are tight. The margin for error is nil at this point, coming down to the final 14 games of the season. And joining us here on Fanatic Flyers Weekly, as he always does, we bring in the goods, the best, the one and only Chris Therrien joining us. Bundy, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, Jace. I was doing really good until I heard that suspension yesterday, and I kind of lost my marbles for the rest of the day, and I've taken a little bit of time to cool myself down.
Yeah, well, I saw you on postgame the other night. You were rip, you know what, at that point. And, you know, when you go into that mode, and I've seen that mode only a few times with you, it's genuine. But let me give out the phone number first, and I want to get into the suspension. I got a ton to get into here tonight. But I want people to chime in as well on the suspension, on this team, where they're at. If they win tonight, they can be 3 points back in the standings. I want to talk about the job that Scott Gordon has done. I want to talk about the last 23 games where they're 17-4-2. I want to talk about Phil Myers, Provorov, and Sanheim, and everything, Bundy. But here's the phone number, 610-632-0975. Anybody wants to check in, it's Fanatic Flyers Weekly. We're going to be talking hockey for the next hour leading into the Flyers-Senators game here at the Wells Fargo Center. 610-632-0975. Anything goes regarding the Flyers. So let's get right into it, buddy. A two-game suspension for Jake Voracek. Obviously, we saw the video that came out today from the Department of Player Safety claiming that there was head contact there. This is a weird kind of murky area. And I tweeted out the other day, the NHL's got to figure out what the heck they want to be right now, because a clean hit causes guys to get into a fight. And I don't know what's a dirty hit anymore and what's not. But the way I saw this one, it's not a dirty hit if you're bracing yourself. What did you see in the hit?
I saw a guy bracing for a hit. I saw another guy coming like a locomotive to hit a player. And a guy stood back into him. The league is the most inconsistent I've ever seen it. It doesn't know. It's giving one-game suspensions for full-blown checks from behind, face-first into the boards. You can swing your stick wide open with an attempt to hit and deliberately possibly hurt somebody, and you get one game for that. But you toss yourself back into a guy to brace for a hit, and it's two games to a player who's had no prior record. So I'm not sure what they're doing, but you know what it sure looks like to me? It looks like it's a league that wants nothing to do with hitting or physicality anymore.
Well, that's
a major, major problem from that standpoint. So if that's the way it's going to go, then go ahead and go that way. You won't have any more fans show up at your games. Physicality is what separated hockey from all the other sports, and it always has. That's not to say that you can't clean the game up and remove the filthy, dirty hits that you see on a regular basis. But if you're going to eliminate all physicality, which is clearly what it wants to do, we're in for a long grind here.
Yeah, and I thought the plan for the league was to get rid of the headshots like Tom Wilson or Rafi Torres a couple of years ago. Those kind of thing. Bundy, to me, my issue with it is this, is if you are, for lack of a better term, the prey and not the predator, and you are being preyed upon to be hit physically in that way and from behind, how is it not incumbent upon yourself to, A, protect yourself, and how is that then deemed suspendable?
You know, it's funny you say that, because now if you go back to minor hockey, I know you got a peewee player. I have one, too. It'll be Bantams. You know what? The one thing now, you don't teach kids how to hit anymore. You're teaching them now the first thing is how to take a hit. Mm-hmm. And really, I'm thinking to myself, why bother? I mean, there's no more hitting anyway. Yeah. But the one thing now, when you look at it, is just, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there has to be some onus. First of all, there is an onus on the guy, on the player who would be the prey going into the boards. There has to be some onus where you can't just be going in face first when you're 2 feet away from the guy, because you want to allow a player to finish a check. So there has to be some onus on that. But the play the other night, I mean, that was a full bore guy really taken off towards Voracek, and he wanted a physical contest right there. I mean, he obviously was going to hit him. It wasn't to exchange pleasantries. Voracek just said, hey, I'm a big guy too. I'm not going to get run over like this. What else is he supposed to do? Either that or he gets hit from behind. If he gets hit from behind, does the league call that?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Your point's dead right too, where you started. It's so inconsistent. You don't know what is and what isn't. And because Evgeny Malkin doesn't have good contact when he swings a stick, he gets one game. I don't want to complain about that because it's a separate incident, but this is an interesting one.
But it isn't, Jay. So let me ask you something. If you go and pull a trigger on the street and you miss somebody with a bullet, does that mean you just get a one-game suspension?
Yeah, because you're a bad shot.
Exactly. I mean, that stick swinging that Malkin had, that was brutal. He did everything except he missed.
Yeah, so, does Boychuk play into this?
Excuse me?
Does the Boychuk, the fact that he was injured, play into this too? Because it should.
Well, it must be, right?
Yeah, you got to.
I mean, that's the way I'm looking at it. I mean, it looked to me like somebody who, I got hit, I'm hurt. But I don't understand the two games. It makes absolutely no sense at all. It's actually embarrassing for the league. To me, it's as embarrassing as I've seen the league get themselves into at any point in any of these suspensions. This is just garbage.
Yeah, and I know Scott Gordon, obviously, we talked to him before the game tonight, and kind of like, what's the guy supposed to do? What's Jake Voracek supposed to do? And, you look at other incidents, and you saw the Eichel two-game suspension. Even McDavid got one, but this is a far different play from either of those plays. And, boy, I got to tell you, Bundy, a guy like your old teammate, Peter Forsberg, he would have been suspended a lot.
All the time.
He initiated on hits when he was about to get hit quite often.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And it makes you guys think twice when they're coming in on you. Yeah, well they're going to appeal it, and we'll see if Gary Bettman decides to reduce it or not. But that won't do the Flyers any good tonight against the Senators.
No, it won't. And the fact I'm not sure what they can do here. I mean, they better get their act together because they're starting to embarrass themselves. I'll say that.
Yeah,
and won't be shy of it. I mean, they're getting to a point now where, if you want to watch somebody on skates, you go sign up and watch the Ice Capades. Because, I when I go to a game, I want a good, clean, physical hockey game to watch. That's what I want to see. I want to see passion, enthusiasm, effort, energy. And I'm sorry, NHL, that involves physicality if you want it at its very best.
Yeah, and it's funny, Bundy, you and I have talked about this before. Even a clean hit nowadays, a guy has to be called on the carpet and defend himself for it. That's a problem.
It is.
It's a shame. All right, let's move on to some cheerier things, if you will.
Yeah.
So let's go to the record of the Flyers right now. Bundy, they're right now sitting in the 10th spot here in the Eastern Conference, 74 points. The final wild card position is being held down by Columbus with 79. They're in action tonight. And by the Montreal Canadiens are the ninth team in the conference with 79 as well. A win tonight and a Columbus loss in regulation, and the Flyers could be within 3 points of the playoffs. They're 17-4-2 in their last 23 games. This is now well beyond just a small sample size that they've been playing well, and it's just been continuing.
It has. They have not let up at all. I mean, it's been really, really impressive. It's very similar to the Ottawa Senators a few years back where they went on that miraculous run. The problem is you got a pair of teams. So you got it, and you got to pick one of them off before the other. So that's what the Flyers have done. To me, though, Jace, I'm not so much looking at where I'm at in terms of placing. I'm looking at that last number, and I'm looking at it saying 98 is the number I need to get to just to be safe. And that's where that's really, I think, where the Flyers are at. It may need 99 because of the extra point. I think the ROW will factor in their regulation and overtime wins at the end of the day. But they're playing some great hockey right now. They found a lot of ways to really compete through a lot of things. They've had a lot of great bounces, some great goaltending, some great individual offensive efforts. It's been awfully fun to watch. And that being said, as you move in tonight to a team like Ottawa, there's no time for a letdown. This has to be mandatory 2 points.
Yeah, and Bundy, the crazy thing about that is if you want to get to that 98 or 99, you got to win 11 of your final 14. You got to basically go 11-3 or some combination with going to overtime. I mean, if you do that, you're going to finish the season on a run of 28-7-2. I mean, that is that's breakneck right there. Can they do that? Well, here's the other part of the equation I got to ask you about. And looking at their remaining 14 games, I've looked at it and decided basically that 11 of those 14 games are against what I would deem as quality opponents. The only games that I don't look at as necessarily being quality opponents are, A, the team they're playing here tonight in Ottawa. But then you also look at they have Chicago, but in Chicago, so that's not easy. And then the other one is the New York Rangers, and that's a division game on a Sunday afternoon at home here.
Yeah.
It's a tough schedule down the stretch, boy.
Brutal. You got the Capitals. You got Carolina. I think there's another Columbus in there, too. Yeah, I mean, it's tough, man. I mean, and the thing is, too, you love to be able to predict every game. but you're going to end up losing a game that you're not supposed to lose. You're going to end up winning a game you weren't supposed to win. Mm-hmm. But for the Flyers too, you have to keep in mind that extra point. So really, they have to get, 11.
It's probably 98. Yeah,
that's a lot. You know, I mean, it doesn't leave a lot of room, for them to have any kind of a fall up by the end of the night. But you know what? They played great, and you know what? You can't control everything that goes on every night in a hockey game. But I mean, they've played some really, really good hockey, and they've stayed in this. It's amazing we're still talking about this compared to where they were 2 months ago at this time. I mean, it was terrible, and the fact that they're right there with an opportunity to, as you said, make it 3 points here tonight if everything breaks their way. And Montreal on deck Thursday. The following Tuesday, right. It makes for some really interesting games and some interesting times. So, there's some other big tilts in there. But to me, though, Jason, I know tonight, it's the next 3 and 4 after tonight. That'll probably, in my book, make or break the Flyers.
Yeah, no question. The Blue Jackets tonight, Bundy, are taking on the Islanders tonight in New York. They're on the road, the Blue Jackets. An even money line as well. The Flyers belted the Islanders again at on the island.
How bad are they?
Saturday.
They're like a dream for a first round team, like the top team that gets them in round one is like a pass.
Yeah.
Oh.
Whoever's going to get them is going, a team like Pittsburgh sitting in like the 3 spot is going, oh, we'll take them all day. We'll chew them up and we'll go right onto the Caps in round two. No question about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll listen, credit the Flyers for winning there on the road, but that had to be two of the worst home game teams I've seen play all year.
You know, it's amazing.
They're probably saying the same thing about the Flyers from earlier in the year. They won 6-0 here or whatever it was, but man, were they pathetic late in the season in a division game, and that's probably not a good sign for the Islanders.
And Trotz chewed out their keister calling that timeout after the one Flyer goal. Hey, Bundy, let me ask you about a few players because there's a couple of guys that really peeled my eyes open on the defensive end here for the Flyers. Talked about Voracek earlier and suspended. Boy, he played a great game the other night, too.
He sure did.
But let me ask you about Ivan Provorov, because in particular those games against the Islanders, the 2 and 6 days, and just overall lately, he's had an up-and-down year. In the beginning of the year, was a lot more down than up. But, boy, he looks like his game is back right now, and he's got a ton of confidence.
It is. I mean, he's played well against the Islanders. There's no question the last 2 games. And, he's making plays, getting up the ice like that. That's what you want to see him do. I think he's been down below the other team's goal line probably a little more than my liking would let on. But, I mean, he's a key back there. I mean, I think ideally it would have been nicer to have through the course of the year a number one presence that had a lot more experience in the league. That wasn't afforded to this team. And Provorov has not had a great, I don't know what it called, the first half of the year, a little bit more. But you know what? If he's playing well, he's making it interesting right now. I think he's done a great job for the team of late. And you know what? As have the other defensemen. At least Sanheim right now, he had 30 points, I think, or 31 the other night, or assists. I mean, he's had a very, very good year productivity-wise. So, again, they haven't given up much in terms of what they've done defensively as a pair. But Provorov, certainly, Jason, going back to the first couple of years here, he was a key element in his presence on the ice. And I think that when you see him, how well he's played lately, you realize how much that was missed in the first half of the year.
Yeah, and he's a guy that leads the team in time on ice, 25 minutes and 3 seconds a game to this point in the season. But do you like that pairing of Provorov with Sanheim?
I do. I think maybe the both guys like to get up the ice a little bit. Mm-hmm. It may be better for one of them down the road to have more of an etched in stone defensive-minded guy. But I think right now, if they're comfortable together, and as long as they're communicating that if one guy's up or one guy recognizes it, you can't have two guys up. Somebody's got to be back defending the house. But certainly adding that fourth layer of offense to the forwards coming up or sometimes taking the puck themselves, it's been a really big thing when you see young defensemen taking that step, and they've done a great job of it.
Yeah, no question. The other guy I want to ask you about is Phil Myers, because his mm-hmm. he comes in, he's played, 8 games now. He's got his first NHL goal under his belt, but he doesn't look like he's intimidated by any particular moment in games. He looks willing to activate defensively. He has a good stick, so, and when he seems to get out of position, he's got the skating ability to put himself back on the right side of the puck. So what have you seen out of Phil Myers?
really like him. I really, really, really played well, right? Defenseman. Sometimes it's easier, too, when you first come up, when you've been in the minors a long time and you're up here, and it actually seems like the game can be easier at first. So, you know, there is a time where he's probably going to come out after you. Right now, he's probably thinking, man, this is easy playing up here. Trust me, there will be rough nights ahead. That's part of the development of a young defenseman. But he looks like a guy, he's not afraid to get up and make plays. He shoots the puck well. He passes well. Good skater. Again, another guy with a lot of potential, a lot of upside to be an everyday NHL defenseman. He has made great strides. Is it nine? I think it's nine games, but he's been really, really good. And another positive thing for the Philadelphia Flyers defense corps.
Yeah, when you say that, that when you first get up, it maybe it seems easier in a way. Is that just because everybody around you is has higher hockey IQ, in the right places, better coach, better players, that systems are more adhered to as all those things? And so, you know, they say it about goalies, you know, you get here and, you know, the guy on the back door is not open at the NHL level.
Yeah, and what happens down there is it's scrambly. I had a it wasn't bad. I was there for, at the, early in my career in the first lockout back in 94, and it was a little bit more scrambly. When you come up here, you know, when you turn the corner around the net to make a play, that winger in the NHL is there. When it happens in the American League sometimes, he's not always there. It's
too
a little
high,
bit more scrambly.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. You know, repetition, they say, is the mother of all skill. You keep doing the same thing over and over again, it becomes like a regular job. And that's what the NHL was, just a little bit more different from my standing in terms of being able to make the simple plays where everybody was in position, where in the American League, it's a little bit more scrambly.
Yeah, there's a dependability amongst your teammates. Like you said, when you turn the net, your guys are going to be there. One of the other areas that has been a bit of a debate of late, and you get why when you look at the Flyers in their last 23 games, have gone 17-4-2 over that period, Bundy.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to look at Scott Gordon. The job he has done since taking over, and things didn't get better immediately. You know, sometimes it takes a little time for a coach to get in there.
Sure.
Make a couple of tweaks like he did in the neutral zone and forechecking those things. But the job that he has done, he's certainly making a case for himself to remain as the coach beyond the season and remove that interim tag.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't want to put words in Chuck Fletcher's mouth or anything, but you know what? I mean, he's done a very good job. And if guys, to me, coaching's not necessarily about, you know, the big name coming in. It's about who players respond to. And I think that they've really responded well to this guy. I think the fact that he knew the players, a lot of the players coming in, he's had relationships, even the veterans, you know, saw him in training camp hanging around. I think that helps. And I think it was a really, really a good move by Chuck Fletcher to, at the time when things were in such disarray, to at least give him a chance with his familiarity. And I think that he's made some subtle changes. I love the job he's done defensively in the zone for his team. He's gotten them all to come back and tighten up the house area right down between the hash marks. There's five men right now. And that's made a huge difference for the way this team defends. And he credit him for that. You know, a lot of things have to go right for a coach. You need a goaltender to play really well. Can make a coach look brilliant, too. That happened. But I'm not saying that was the only reason that Scott Gordon looked like that. I think Scott Gordon has done a really, really good job for this club, and we'll see at the end of the year in a decision that we have no say in at all how that end result shapes itself out.
Yeah, and certainly Dave Scott mentioning at the Ron Hextall firing press conference, mentioning the name Joel Quenneville. You get the sense that Quenneville is going to take a job from an interim coach. It just depends on whether that's going to be Scott Gordon or Craig Berube at this point, because St. Louis is another rumored destination where he once was. But we'll see how that plays out.
If I'm Joel Quenneville, I'm probably going – I mean – you can look at Joel Quenneville and just go around the league quick. Florida has not exactly been world beaters the last 2 years. And if Tampa Bay doesn't win the cup, they may want a different voice there next year.
Well, that's a good point, man. John Cooper could be out.
Yeah, so you know what? If I'm Joel Quenneville with three Stanley Cups and plenty of money in the bank, I'm probably going to the sunny south to polish my golf skills and also coach a team for a lot of money.
Yeah, no question. Put a nice staff together. You show up half the time and get all the
glory. Sure.
That's my kind of
absolutely.
Gig, Bundy.
It's
Scott Gordon as well. When you look at the situation with him, buddy, he's done such a good job with those younger players, and you just brought it up about bringing everybody back into the defensive zone. You always say it in youth hockey, protect the house, protect your goal.
Yeah.
And the job he's done there, but also special teams have gotten better for this team as well.
Special teams has. And the power play was running at an unbelievable number. It's still going good. Guys are in position. We can make a lot of good points in the power play. The other thing, too, that's been really impressive is has been the penalty kill. Since it was running at that just horrible number, really, where it felt like any time a team had a power play, they had a good chance. to score a goal. That's not been the case. Penalty killers have gotten pucks out much better than they were earlier in the year. The Flyers have gotten some great goaltending in turn, but special teams is not really an issue right now. It's nice to not talk about special teams. That means it's doing doing the right thing.
Yeah, no question about it. Flyers and your hometown team, the Senators, tonight. Anything about this team scary other than a Kachuk?
No, other than just to say that I'm just completely embarrassed that I'm from Ottawa.
Did your dad put you up to that?
No, I mean, it's just, you should see the fans, but I mean, it's like a disaster for the city. I don't know what, that's not the Ottawa, the city itself, that's not the city I knew in terms of how they run their stuff. It's embarrassing, and I hope they get their act in order soon.
It's going to take an ownership change there?
I don't know. Yeah. Either that or someone's going to move him out of there is what's going to happen eventually. So
yeah, well, Eugene Melnyk has said he's not going to move the team out, trying to get the deal done at LeBreton Flats. That's a big mess. The whole thing's a big mess, Bundy, and they're a mess on the ice. They've lost a lot of quality players over the last couple of years. And you look at Carlson, Stone, Duchesne, who I'm not the biggest fan of, but other players as well, DeZingle, have all been a member of that Ottawa team, and they've managed to shed a lot of talent.
An amazing amount of talent, and I don't know what they got back for him. I mean, that's the problem. You traded away a guy like Stone, who is just a great mentor for a lot of the younger guys. I read something about Kachuk today and his relationship with him. You know what? It's really a shame that they just were not able to keep that team together. And to think 2 years ago, one goal in overtime, Game 7 from the Stanley Cup Final.
And it gets the Penguins. Craig Anderson had that unbelievable run that season. They go to a conference final. Then look at this. Since then, the wheels have fallen off the wagon. Crazy.
Yep.
All right,
yep.
Bundy, you on the broadcast tonight?
I'm on the broadcast. I'm going to move right from here over to TV and light the NHL up again on the big screen.
Have a good show tonight, Bundy. We'll talk to you. Thanks.
All right, Jace. Thanks.
There he is. Chris Therrien joining us on Fanatic Flyers Weekly and joins us every episode. And once again, Bill Meltzer from NHL.com, PhiladelphiaFlyers.com, Hockey Buzz, and Everything Hockey will join us coming up next. We'll get into some of the same issues as well, plus your phone calls at 610-632-0975. It is Fanatic Flyers Weekly coming to you live from the Wells Fargo Center. Jason Martinez, we're back after this on 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is Fanatic Flyers Weekly
on 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is Brent Musburger's action update for 97.5 The Fanatic. The new normal has arrived. The moment when a product that once drove good people to the black market is revealed is one that's now creating a global market. Experience the new normal at MedMen.com. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Villanova, 2-1 favorite to win the Big East Tournament at Madison Square Garden in New York City. The top-seeded Wildcats will play the winner of the 8-9 matchup between Providence and Butler in the quarterfinals. Penn 7-2 to win the Ivy League tournament. St. Joe's an 80-1 shot to win the Atlantic 10 crown. In the NHL tonight at the Wells Fargo Center, the Flyers minus 260 money line favorites. Ottawa plus 210 on the money line. The total is 6.5. The Flyers are 17-4-2 in their last 23. They're coming off a 5-2 win at the New York Islanders on Saturday. Cheer on your favorite team at Sugar House Casino Sportsbook with a special food and drink menu at Fishtown Hops. Bet on the madness at Sugar House Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. For VSIN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Philadelphia, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You send a congratulatory text to your newly promoted boss, but autocorrect changes it to something unintended.
Oh, no.
You couldn't save yourself from autocorrect gone horribly wrong, but you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your smartphone's word choice is becoming your biggest problem, you should know Geico. Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even has a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Ooh.
And has been helping people save money for over 75 years.
Huh.
And now, all you can do is watch the ... response bubble and wait. But you don't have to wait on savings. Your local Geico agent could help you save even more with federal and military discounts.
You couldn't save yourself from autocorrect, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Hey guys, if your sex life is less than it used to be, relax, because you're not doing anything wrong. And guess what? It's normal. Men's bodies just change over time. But now the change in your sex life is reversible. And it's proven. Forge Medical Group's board-certified medical director and team use a treatment called acoustic wave therapy to get men like you amazing results without pills, without needles, without surgery. Yep, you heard that part right. It's a natural solution to a natural problem that works for the majority of men. We've helped hundreds of men recover their sex lives, guaranteed. And you can be next. Don't let the failures of Viagra and Cialis stop you. You're not alone, and Forge Medical can put you back in the game. Call now, because appointments fill up fast. Call 610-632-8181. That's 610-632-8181. Call 610-632-8181. And don't settle for life without sex.
It's switch and save days at Comcast Business. Right now, when you switch to the nation's largest gig speed network, you save on fast, reliable internet. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for a two-year agreement when you add 4G LTE backup and one voice mobility line. That's $600 off our regular yearly price. And if you sign up by April 7th, you'll get a $300 prepaid card, too. So don't wait. Switch to fast, reliable internet with Comcast Business and enjoy 4G LTE backup. Just one more way we take your business beyond. But hurry. Switch and save days ends April 7th. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 4/7/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. Two-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Prepaid offer ends 4/7/19.
You think about us all the time. What did I hear? Like every 3 seconds? Well, the next time you think about us, why not make it worth your while? If you go to adamandeve.com and use offer code SPORTS2, you'll get almost any one item at 50% off and 10 free gifts. And trust me on this, those 10 free gifts have the power to really pay off. You'll get a sexy item for yourself, a special toy for her, and a third item you're going to love experimenting with together. And for your viewing pleasure, 6 free spicy movies, plus free shipping, always sent in discreet packaging. So go to adamandeve.com now. Get 50% off plus the 10 free gifts when you enter the exclusive offer code SPORTS2. Again, that's SPORTS2, SPORTS2.
Add some spice with Adam and Eve.
Mm-hmm. That's SPORTS2 at adamandeve.com.
Place your legal sports bets at playsugarhouse.com, your new home for sports betting. Millions of betting options a year on the sports you love. We offer live in-game betting on major sporting events worldwide. Tons of bets available during games, from money lines, prop bets, and many more. Use one of our 12 easy deposit methods to get in on the action. And when you win, we offer fast and reliable withdrawals. Sign up now, and we'll match your first deposit up to $250. More bets, better odds, more action. Place your sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com.
Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Businesses are saving with Pico instant lighting discounts, and you can too. Simply choose LED lighting for your business and save instantly at checkout with participating distributors. Did you know that LED lighting can reduce costs, lower maintenance, and last more than 25 times longer than traditional bulbs? And Pico makes it easy for businesses of all sizes to qualify for instant lighting discounts with no paper application required. Take advantage of Pico instant discounts on energy-efficient lighting today. Visit pico.com/instant discounts.
Your next haircut now has a shortcut. Introducing the Sport Clips Haircuts app. Now the cut you want is just a tap away. Download today and check in.
Luck is on your side during Aaron's Lucky Days, because just $1 gets you started leasing to own a Philips 75-inch TV, a beautiful living room set, a high-end GE washer and dryer, and more. It's really easy, with no credit needed, stress-free approvals, and free delivery and setup. From March 11th through the 17th, visit a participating store or Aaron's.com and get started with just $1 during Aaron's Lucky Days. Most stores open on Sundays. Transaction advertises a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
This is not just your regular daily cappuccino. It's the cappuccino to cap all cappuccinos. Because today, you put this $3 pick-me-up on your new City Rewards Plus card. It's the only card that rounds your points up to the nearest 10 on every purchase. You also earn double the points at supermarkets and gas stations for the first $6,000 per year. So this little cappuccino is a cappuccino, yes. Introducing the City Rewards Plus card. designed to make the everyday more rewarding.
Hey, it's Mike Missanelli here. Let me tell you this. Spring is around the corner, and I know my lawn is about to look amazing because my guys at Natural Lawn will be on their way to work their magic. It's simple. I want greener grass and fewer weeds. And when the dog's running around, I want to make sure it's safe out there, too. But that usually comes at the expense of keeping it really green and healthy. Well, Natural Lawn of America uses safer, organic-based lawn care products that actually reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you won't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. So I'll get a greener lawn that's also safe for the pup. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. So if you're in PA or Jersey, Natural Lawn's custom treatment will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full-service program. That's $100 off. Call Natural Lawn today for a greener lawn with fewer weeds, and you tell them Mike Miss sent you. Call 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds. Guaranteed.
This is Fanatic Flyers Weekly.
And it's Bentley score on the rebound. Claude Giroux deposits it into the empty goal.
97.5, the Fanatic.
And we're back live at the Wells Fargo Center. Kind of an unassuming return music there. I'm kind of feeling it, though. What about you, Bill? Bill Meltzer joining us?
Nice and calm and mellow.
Right in your wheelhouse, is it?
It is not.
Myself included. Nonetheless, Bill Meltzer joining us here on Fanatic Flyers Weekly. Bill, Flyers-Senators here tonight, 14 games to go. Boy, things are really tight right now.
Yeah, you know, you look back sometimes at the games you left points on the table, and since they're playing Ottawa tonight, I go back to the last time they played Ottawa, and first 50 minutes of the game, Ottawa did nothing. I mean, the Flyers had a 3-1 lead, everything's in hand, and you lose 4-3 in regulation. And, I mean, that one game is the difference right now between potentially being 1 point out at the end of tonight and playing to be 3 with the tiebreaker disadvantage. So
yeah, that was back on November 27th. But yeah, I remember that game in particular. It's one of the ones you go, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah,
and it's just it was not a good to lose those points at that time. And this is where maybe you pay the price. But Bill, let's go right to the Voracek suspension. Talk to Chris Therrien about this, and it's been a big topic of conversation in the Flyers and hockey circles about a player defending himself that is about to be hit from behind, as Voracek was. What was your thoughts on the suspension, the play, and then how everything's played out here?
Well, I think I echo, I talked with Bundy, off the air, earlier. I feel the same that Chris does. I think the suspension is an absolute joke, Mm-hmm. If you look at the particulars of the play, as you said, I mean, Boychuk had Voracek lined up for a hit. And at this point, it's either hit or get hit, right? If Voracek would have absorbed a hit, we might be talking about how many games he's going to be missing because of injury. He was going to smoke him. And if you look at the particulars of the play, I mean, the puck is going around the wall, and it's not that area where Voracek is. But if Voracek is going for the puck, he's a right-handed shooter. The puck is to the outside. Well, where's his stick? His stick is to the inside, and he's in a hitting posture. Mm-hmm. And he's locked in on Voracek, making a beeline for him. I don't think you can make any argument he was attempting to play the puck there. I mean, as the play unfolded, it's a hit. The puck's nowhere near there, so okay, figure. Okay.
Interference.
Two minute interference penalty. They made it a 5 because he was injured on the play, and, big to-do about it all. And I figured it's the end of it. Yesterday when the hearing was announced, I thought, Flyers are going to lose him for a game here. And when the announcement came down, it was 2. I mean, I go back to, and generally I don't say, this is one game, shouldn't be 2 games, but I go back to the play against the Devils. Not even so much the Malkin play, but the play against the Devils.
The Gabriel hit. Yeah.
Where he came from all the way across the ice, and the whole way, he's staring at the numbers on Nolan Patrick's back. No intention to do anything other than drill him from behind into the wall, and through sheer luck. I mean, Jimmy McCrossin came out, but thankfully Patrick was okay. That's about as bad as a hit as you'll see in the league, and that's one game. And this is one, we're going back and forth on, You know, it was hit or get hit. You know, it should have been even a major penalty, which I don't think it should have been.
Yeah.
You know, I think two games is ridiculous.
Yeah, it seems awfully excessive to me as well. A lot of people. And the Flyers are appealing it to Gary Bettman tomorrow at 3 o'clock, and we'll see if Bettman decides to cut it in half. I mean, if you're going to be suspended for one game, you go, okay, the Ottawa Senators is probably the game when you look at the schedule that you want it to be done for.
Yeah.
But that said, going into Thursday night, when Washington will be back here at the Wells Fargo Center, you're going to need your full complement. Didn't have Jake Voracek or Nolan Patrick last week, and you pay the price losing 5-3. You're going to need Jake Voracek. You know, the crazy thing is in that game the other night against the Islanders, too, that play at the end of the first period to get that late goal, he made just two plays on that goal that lead to that goal. He's been skating. He's been trim. His game is really dialed in right now.
Yeah, he's been playing unbelievable hockey. Not just the points he's been putting up, but he's been, you know, creating all kinds of turnovers on the forecheck. He's been so heavy on the
feet
puck.
Feet are moving nonstop.
Yeah, absolutely. Shielding the puck. You know, as you said, like, his feet are always going, and he's not a goal scorer. He's been scoring some key goals, too, besides the one he's been setting up. He was playing great hockey before the injury, you know, and then played an unbelievable game on Saturday. It's a huge loss for the Flyers. I'm not terribly optimistic about the appeal.
No, because you're appealing to the commissioner who's going to side with his Department of Player Safety.
Right. He's not going to undercut the hockey ops and player safety. Yeah. He just isn't. I mean, when there have been other suspensions appealed, usually these have been
lengthy 20 games.
Yeah, and quite often it's been, you know, the kind of or like an abuse of an official thing where it's an automatic suspension depending on how the officials categorize it. Then it's appealed to an outside arbitrator for suspensions of that length. But this will go right to Gary Bettman, and I'm not optimistic of him overturning it.
Yeah, me neither. And in which case it would mean he would miss Thursday's game against Washington. Real quick too, when you look at the schedule coming up beyond tonight, you got to take care of business tonight. It's paramount for the Flyers, given the position they're in the standings, not to look past Ottawa tonight, but for our sake, because we're not playing tonight, we can do that. Three games in 4 days. And how about this? Home Thursday against Washington. On the road Friday, back-to-back in Toronto at the Scotiabank Arena against the Leafs. Then, boom, PPG Paints Arena on Sunday against Pittsburgh. This is a monumental stretch of games for the Flyers.
Yeah, I mean, this is it's a 3-4 where, you know, even looking ahead a couple of months or even the beginning of the season, this is where you want to have a little cushion build up.
Yeah.
So if you, you know, you're only picking up 2-3 points out of those games, you can absorb that. But, you know, that's not the situation the Flyers are in. They're going to need, you know, obviously the 2 points tonight. And then of those possible 6 points, I think they're going to need 5. That's going to be a monumental task. The game in Toronto, particularly, where you're turning around on the back end of a back-to-back, Toronto's rested. They're not playing Thursday. They're just at home waiting for you. That's rough.
Yeah.
The Flyers are in that same situation, you know, when they got smoked on Thanksgiving weekend. They were playing back-to-back. They played the game against the Rangers, and then went to Toronto and got their heads handed to them on that night. So, you know, Flyers have their work cut out for them, but, I mean, they are still in a situation where if they navigate this and dig deep and find some success, and we are talking about a playoff race probably for the duration.
Yeah, and that's the amazing thing. Of the 14 remaining games, I looked at it and deemed 11 of the games essentially what I would call, I guess, tough games.
Yeah.
You know, you look at the opponents, they have quality games. And even the ones that aren't, tonight's one of the teams that you wouldn't deem a quality opponent. But Chicago on the road and the Rangers round out the other two. I mean, it really is a tough road here. You got Dallas, St. Louis. Team has really turned their season a couple times against Carolina. Pittsburgh, as we mentioned, another game against the Islanders, although they've beaten them twice. Toronto twice. And Montreal next Tuesday. They're going to have to really kind of have a miraculous finish here to get to what we would, I guess, would think would be 97, 98 points to get in.
I would think, yeah. I would think that's the magic number, 97.
Wow, crazy. Last year they got in with 98 points. Scott Gordon, let's talk about the job. I heard Bob McKenzie last week talking about Scott Gordon and Craig Berube, two interim coaches in the league who've had a tremendous amount of success. Berube's got his team in playoff position right now and is probably going to be a Jack Adams nominee come the end of the year for the job he's done in St. Louis. Scott Gordon's done a tremendous job, particularly with the young players. And that's why, you know, this feels so much different than late surges in years past, because it's being led by Konechny's and Sanheim and Provorov and all these young players, Nolan Patrick. But the job that Scott Gordon has done has been very impressive. He's making a great case for himself.
Oh, absolutely. You know, he's cleaned up the neutral zone, which is a huge area. You know, and I also like, I mean, he has, you know, he's a very honest coach where, you know, there'll be a game like the first game against the Islanders. You know, when the Flyers won on 5-1 in their building in that game. You know, he was the first one to say, I didn't like our play in our own zone, and Brian Elliott wasn't so strong, and now we might have had a different outcome today.
Yeah.
You know, he's very, you know, he doesn't mince words with those kind of things. You know, there's a difference in generations of players. A previous generation of players, coach said, player did, right? Now players want to know why. Why do you want me to do that? And, I mean, he always has an answer. The player may agree or disagree with it. But there's always a rationale behind it, and he's always willing to give that rationale. So I think that brings a level of respect with it.
Yeah, that's one of the cool things. He's a great communicator. Yeah. We see it in our, you know, we meet with him before every game as a broadcast crew. You have a lot of interaction with him as well. And he really is a good communicator that can really speak to these young players. And that's, I mean, this league's getting younger and younger every year. That's a huge part of the job.
Yeah, and he can take difficult things and really simplify it down for players. You know, like I come back to some, and it's a message that he's repeated over and over again. You know, he said that if the ice is in front of you, make a play. If the ice is behind the defenseman, put it behind him. Simple as that. Right? Yeah. I mean, it's
stupid, smart.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, it's not as easy as it sounds in the heat of a game, but it's a simple concept to keep in your mind. And he's very good at doing that, just crystallizing the main idea that he wants to put out there.
You know, the thing is, too, I've heard him talk about his discussions with foreign players, like a Russian player. Like, did they do this when, you know, did they, did defensemen activate when you played in Russia or whatever, you know? And they don't. And, you know, the language barriers there as well. Not really, you know, that kind of thing. But he's finding a way to get that message across. And he uses a lot of video with players to show him not only video of their games and their play, but other teams to get across his message. It's brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely.
Seeing and believing for a lot of players.
And with, you know, particularly this time of year when there's not a lot of practice time, you know, you show something on video and you show it and it's done with, as opposed to taking it on the ice where it takes, you know, 10, 15 minutes of precious practice time where you're hardly getting practice time.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really, you know, that's efficient use of time this time of year. And that's part of what goes into him. He's a very experienced coach at this point. You know, that goes into an experienced head coach. I mean, a good coach does that.
No question about it. Well, Bill, it's been fun as always. Thanks for joining Fanatic Flyers Weekly. We'll talk to you next week.
My pleasure, Jason.
Bill Meltzer with us here on Fanatic Flyers Weekly. The pregame show is coming up next. Steve Coates will join us as well. We're back at this on 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is Fanatic Flyers Weekly.
On 97.5 The Fanatic.
They score! James Van Riemsdyk on the backhand.
14 games remain. 5 points out of a playoff spot. Flyers, Senators. Tonight at 7 on your home for Flyers hockey. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yo, Philadelphia, Anthony Gargano here with my friend Bob Marino, president of Spring Garden Lending's Mid-Atlantic region. So here's the deal. We've been doing this for 10 years, Bob. Yeah, I hear you got news.
And this is the biggest news in 10 years from us.
What's going on?
And you remember Spring Garden Lending provides bridge loans to build or renovate real estate in the Philadelphia market?
Of course. You're faster than the bank, cheaper than alternative lenders, closing loans in 3 weeks.
Ha, good memory. Now we've added a new, unique product to the lineup.
What is it?
We're offering construction to permanent financing with long-term traditional bank rates.
All right, now what are the perks?
Only one closing and customers save on fees and all the hassles.
All right, so you're a player who can now hit and field.
Exactly.
All right, let me get this straight. I'm a real estate developer. Spring Garden Lending gives me a loan to build or renovate a building. Work's done. I lease the property, and then my loan automatically converts to permanent financing.
You got it.
Wow, real estate developers, listen up. Spring Garden Lending's offering one-stop shop construction to permanent financing. Stay tuned for more home runs from Bob Marino and Spring Garden Lending.
Can you code or know somebody who loves to code, eat food, code, sleep, code? Have you dreamt of being a full-stack developer since you A, watched The Net with Sandra Bullock, B, laid your eyes on that sweet Atari 400 your dad brought home, or C, were hooked when you wrote your very first program for that cherry Commodore 64? If so, Beasley Media Group is looking for a full-stack developer right now. Go to bbgi.com/full-stack-developer to apply. Stay still wish I had that Atari.
Hey, this is Brian Westbrook. Sports bettors are William Hill's people. You know the type, fans that can debate 20 seeds, opening day rosters, and MVP contenders all day long. Sound like you? Then get in the action with William Hill, America's number one sports book. These guys have been taking bets for over 85 years. Check them out at WilliamHill.com or download their app and find out why the world bets with William Hill. You must be 21 or over, must be physically present in New Jersey. It excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Everybody, Anthony Gargano here to talk to you about the most convenient, affordable way to help with your cleanup.
Yeah, the Bagster.
I love this product, a 3-cubic-yard dumpster in a bag. Sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, and local home improvement stores. And for only $29.99. Whatever your cleanup plans are, I'm telling you, the Bagster bag can take it on. Buy it, fill it, and it's gone. This is Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up, the Bagster. Dumpster in the bag.
Philadelphia, let's get ready to rumble on Friday, March 15th. It's World Championship Boxing as Philly's own Kevin Farmer defends his super featherweight title against undefeated John O'Carroll at the Leah Curtis Center. In a co-feature, Olympic gold medalist Irish Katie Taylor defends her world titles with undefeated champ Rose Belante. Also on the card, Gabe Rosado, Hank Lundy, Avery Sparrow. For tickets, go to LeahCurtisCenter.com.
Hey, it's Jason Mertitus for Window Nation. Before you wish for this winter and crazy cold weather to end, there's one thing you have to do. Get your old and drafty windows replaced. Why now? In the dead of winter? Because that's when you unquestionably get the absolute best pricing. Window Nation's award-winning installation teams need work, and the factory is running at half capacity, which means insane savings. For the next 2 weeks, buy two windows, get two free. That's two free windows with every two you buy. Buy four, get four free. Buy eight, get eight free. No minimum purchase. Plus, pay nothing for a year. Make no down payment, make no payments, and pay no interest for 12 months. Keep Window Nation's expert installers and the factory busy and save thousands. Call now, 866-90-NATION, or visit windownation.com. You are wasting money on high energy bills by not calling. Get two free windows with every two you buy. Buy four windows, get four free, no limit. Plus, put nothing down, and you'll have no payments and no interest for 12 months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
What a night is in store for you at the all-new Excite Center at Parks Casino. Coming March 16th, the hilarious JB's Move. March 27th, experience Hendrix, Jimi Hendrix Tribute. April 5th, country star Rodney Carrington. May 2nd, Whitesnake. May 4th, Foreigner. May 11th, comic legend Jay Leno. For tickets, visit parkscasino.com. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What a night.
Sports betting is here at Parks Casino and the South Philadelphia Turf Club.
All your favorite ways to bet.
Spread, money line, totals, props, parlays, and teasers. Come bet and watch all the college basketball tournament action, international soccer, and the start of baseball season. Plus, use your mobile bet slip builder to see real-time sports odds from anywhere. Plan your bet in advance. Bet with the best. Pennsylvania's number one casino, Parks Casino, and the South Philadelphia Turf Club.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Get up to a $500 rebate special financing with approved credit on a new air conditioning system in time for summer. See your independent American Standard dealer for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com. That's AmericanStandardAir.com.
Over 10,000 people went to mycomputercareer.edu and took the free career evaluation last month. They started the year hating their job or income and did something about it. At My Computer Career, they can start their new life as an IT pro in months, not years. Even with zero IT experience, it's not too late. You can join them. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Classes meet on campus or live online just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Home prices have gone up by 50% in the last 6 years. However, it seems values are peaking. You've probably also heard the Federal Reserve has raised the Fed funds rate four times in 2018 alone, but mortgage rates have actually dropped by half a point since late last fall. Maybe it's time to put that equity to work, like paying off very high credit cards, student loans, or remodel your house. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Let us put you in a position to do any of these things with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan, whether it's conventional, FHA, or VA. We'll pay your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. Or maybe you just want to refinance out of your mortgage insurance. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to see how we can save you thousands of dollars a year. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. 888-455-3669.
Westland Financial Corp is licensed by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania Department of Banking and NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
All the action on the ice giving you the chills? Break away to the hottest game in town, Delilah's. Let the world's most beautiful showgirls warm you up as you claim the game on Delilah's giant video wall. Or skate in after the game. Your ticket stub gives you free admission. Ready for a real power play? Come to Delilah's. Voted America's number one gentleman's club. Just off Delaware Avenue and just out of this world. Delilah's, where body checking is a way of life. Details now at Delilah's.com.
Would you like a greener, weed-free lawn that is also safer for your children and pets? Natural Lawn of America uses safer, organic-based lawn care products that will reduce the amount of chemical used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you don't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. By customizing a unique plan for your lawn, Natural Lawn will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. For a limited time only, Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full-service program. So call 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
The Flyers are back.
Shot save, rebound, they score!
And this is the Fanatic Flyers pregame show.
Pregame show.
Glove save, they score!
Your home for Philadelphia Flyers hockey, 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, we are back live at the Wells Fargo Center. Flyers getting set to take on the Ottawa Senators. 14 games remaining for the Orange and Black. And the push to the playoffs continues. Right now, they are 5 points back at the final wild card playoff spot. That is held by the Columbus Blue Jackets right now. It is a tenuous situation here in the Eastern Conference. Columbus 5-5 in their last 10. They did get a win over Pittsburgh on Saturday. The Canadiens ahead of the Flyers as well with 79 points, 5-5 in their last 10. Flyers are 6-3-1, have made up ground on both teams. 5 points back, and with a loss tonight by Columbus in regulation in New York against the Islanders and a win by the Flyers could be within 3 points of both Montreal and Columbus with the same amount of games played. So this is getting really interesting here down the stretch, and joining us right now is Steve Coates. And Coatesy, one of the things and the big talking point we talked about with Chris Tarian, also with Bill Meltzer, but the suspension to Jake Voracek, 2 games he gets up for the hit the other night on Johnny Boychuk, or the defense hit, I guess I should say. You're not going to have Voracek for this game. You can survive this one, but Thursday is going to be tough against Washington if it's held up. But certainly, what's your thoughts on the suspension?
Just stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever you want to call it, a joke, stupid, uncalled for, totally, totally uncalled for. I mean, it's actually to the point that it's like they don't understand. I mean, you got Boychuk. First of all, Boychuk comes in, he's flying in. He's looking to make a play there, okay? But you learn a long time ago. We say it on this on the station and on the games all the time. You've got to be able to take care of yourself first. In other words, that's the thing you're taught as a younger player, to make sure that you look after yourself, to make sure that you're in a position not to get hurt. What's Boychuk do? He comes flying in there, out of control, and so then all of a sudden, Voracek puts the brakes on him, and he couldn't control it. So is that Voracek's fault? No. Is it Voracek's fault that he fell and he hurt himself? No. I don't feel sorry for Johnny Boychuk one bit. I thought it was a heck of a play by Voracek. And the other thing, too, is that where was the puck? Now, when we took a look at it up at the island, we thought it was an interference call, a two-minute.
I agree.
Two-minute interference call. That's all it is. That's all it is. Boychuk put himself in a position. It wasn't a headshot because it was his back. It was his back. He didn't turn around and put anything into to Boychuk intentionally. It's just an absolute joke that the league can make a decision like that against anybody that's in a position right now to make hay in the playoffs.
Yeah, no question. That part actually, you know, shouldn't matter, but you're right, Coatsy. And boy, the way Jake Voracek's been playing, and in particular that game the other night against the Islanders, he was really good in the hockey game.
You're losing an important player. Yeah. And by the way, that's what they said about Malkin. He only got one game for nearly taking Raffle's head out, and now that was an absolute blatant swing of the stick at a guy's head.
Yeah.
So where's the comparison?
Well, I mean, you got to look at Eichel, who got two games, and you got to look at a guy like Connor McDavid, who got two games, although the hit's far different. But that being said, Coatsy, you got the Senators tonight, and it's easy to look ahead at the schedule, go, okay, Thursday we got to take on the Caps again. We just lost to them here. Coming up on Friday, got to go to Toronto to take on the Leafs. That's always a huge deal. And then Sunday, you got to take on Pittsburgh, three games in 4 days. But you can't look ahead in this league because you had a 3-1 lead against this team on November 27th, and they found a way to take 2 points away from you in regulation.
Well, you can't take them for granted because it's a bunch of young guys that want to be able to make a name for themselves, so they're going to work hard. They're going to work hard throughout the night. And bottom line is they're not bad in net, and they're not bad on the blue line. So just because they lost, and they lost to Shane, they lost to Zingle, they lost Stone, those are three huge players. And when you take a look at their forwards, they don't have a lot of things going that would really worry you. But the bottom line, that should make you worried because you can't take them for granted and you can't look past, like you just said, about, and I know you weren't looking past, but bringing up what the schedule looks after this, because probably when you really want to get down to it, this is probably the easiest team on paper that this team is going to face the rest of their 14 games.
Yeah, I've looked at their schedule, Coatsy, of the 14. I've deemed 11 of them quality opponents. This is one of the ones that wasn't. The other two of the three that aren't were the New York Rangers division matchup. That's always tough here, and a game in Chicago. So it is not easy. The schedule, you see the Leafs on there a couple of times. You see Carolina, who we're chasing, a couple of times. It's certainly a situation right now where they just got to control what they can control and keep winning. Coatsy, let me ask you about Ivan Provorov, because you saw him the other night in that game against the Islanders. He was a +4 in the game. And, boy, he just looks like his game is back to where we expect Ivan Provorov's game to be.
Well, yeah, there's no two ways about it. And I'll give you a number that's going to go over and above how impressive a +4 was the other night. In the last two Islander games, he is +8.
Yeah.
+8.
On 10 goals, by the way, yeah.
But I think he's, you know, why does this all happen? Why does Nolan Patrick turn it on in January? I mean, it's an 80-game schedule, 82-game schedule. It's really hard to tell why all of a sudden this team got off such a slow start. I mean, but now with the guys like Provorov participating and the other players starting to participate, this team is now a quality or has a quality opportunity to make the playoffs. But Provorov, why? Who knows? But we're certainly glad that he is back, carrying the puck, lugging the puck, doing all the things that he has done in the past, logging all that ice time, 25, 26, 27 minutes a game, being a part of the penalty kill, being a part of the power play. Those are so many things that this guy does. And, you know, I still don't think he's been the best defenseman all year, but he's creeping up.
Yeah, no question about it. He's been tremendous of late. One thing I know, that in the broadcast, Coatsy, you're always ready to start. And we'll have the Geico Countdown to Face-Off coming up next. Tim Saunders will join Steve Coates for the Geico Countdown to Face-Off. You've been listening to the Fanatic Flyers pregame show and the Fanatic Flyers weekly program. Thanks to Chris Terrien and Bill Meltzer for joining us. Stay tuned for Flyers hockey as the Flyers get set to take on the Senators right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Your home for Philadelphia Flyers hockey, 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN-FM.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.